Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap factory and Banana Republic factory store or shop us online.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in for my sixth Clarity Unplugged show here on Coach on Fire Radio Network. My name is Meena Balani, and if you're listening in live, it's great to have you here. I have an amazing person online with me here today, Carleen. Carleen is a certified MBIT coach and NLP practitioner. She's also an angelic Reiki master and a marketing professional. Just to remind you, it's a live show, so if you want to drop us a message, do so on my personal Facebook message, Meena Balani. And if you are calling in from USA, do dial in on 646-716-7979. The number again is 646-716-7979. Bear in mind, this is a US number, so if you are calling in from any of the numbers, you will be charged. We would love to have your input and your comment. And without further delay, can I bring my guest out, Carleen? Carleen, are you on the line with me?
Hi there, Meena. I am.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Enjoying the sunshine in UK today, actually.
Indeed. It's been beautiful, hasn't it?
Yes, I just want to make the most of it. I love the heat, by the way, because I was kind of brought up in Kenya, and I do miss that part of the sun. And whenever it comes out, I just embrace it with two hands.
Indeed, so, we have to.
Yes, lovely, lovely. So, yes, Carleen, you are a certified MBIT coach, an NLP practitioner, and an angelic Reiki master. Wow, that's you carry lots of different hats, I think. How did your journey started in coaching?
My journey started in coaching just over a year ago. It's something I always wanted to do, and for whatever the reason, I didn't feel quite good enough, and I put it on a back burner and didn't do anything about it. And I don't know, I had an awakening, I'd say. When I went on my angelic Reiki journey, I felt an overwhelming urge to grow and develop. It's like, you could call it a light bulb moment, but something in me changed. And I had a feeling that it's something I had to pursue, you know, at that time. So last year, just over a year ago, I started my coaching journey, and I'm still on that journey.
Yes, of course. I think this journey probably never ends until we go, right? I think personal development side is something everybody sort of in this process until we are not there anymore. So I think when you say when this journey started, I think that's quite a good thing, because at least we are starting on this journey that is taking us somewhere in life. So you're saying you're quite spiritually aware from a very young age.
Right.
And you started your journey doing spiritual healing.
Indeed. Well, unknown to me, I am an intuitive healer. I'm a natural healer. This is something that was told to me by many people who had met me, and I didn't actually take it seriously. I also went to see a psychic many years ago, and she told me, you have this gift, you have this ability, people will be coming to you, you'll be giving them guidance, you'll be balancing their chakras, you'll be doing healing. Soma, which is something I'm interested in, but I don't or Soma just yet. So it was told to me, but I didn't believe it. And slowly, I found myself work, which actually made me quite happy, because it's something that I got interested in. The more I learned, the more I wanted to learn.
Oh, so how do you make people realize about this? I come across a lot of people who are very cynical and very skeptical about believing in such of things, you know. And until you've experienced something yourself, people probably think it's a moves kind of thing, right? So how do you make people realize this sort of healing powers, you know, like balancing chakras? I know there's a lot of information out there today, which was probably not there years ago.
And that's
people
right.
are more aware of themselves than they used to be. So I'm quite aware of that. But then you always come across those 40% of people who think, oh my God, what is she talking about? That's so rubbish.
Well,
how do you...
Sorry, I'll let you finish.
No, that's okay. It's just like, how do you make people realize, people who sort of don't believe in these things, you know?
Well, we are all spiritual beings. Whether we believe in it or not, it is up to the individual to seek further clarification. So I invite people who are unsure to listen to what I have to say and to go away and, you know, look at themselves on a deeper level and really try to understand who they are, what journey they're on. And I think by putting the emphasis on them to go and find out who they really are, I think they come back with a knowing that even though they haven't been on my journey, they can relate to what I'm saying, because I provide the evidence. I explain what's happened in my life and why I feel the way I feel. So I can only base my journey on my map of the world, because everyone's journey is going to be different. So I think you can't force spiritualism onto people. It has to be their choice. But I think when people are ready to seek it, it finds them, because sometimes you go through life in what I may call a stuck state, where your life isn't going how you want it to go. You're not happy with your job. You're not happy in a relationship, and everything is challenging. And when you search for more, you find and you understand more, and there then comes your answers.
Yes, definitely. I think I probably have said this before. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? Yes. My next question to you is, I know you talk about all the different kind of energies, you know, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies.
Yes.
Can you just explain more in detail so somebody like, people
probably
don't understand these.
Okay, well, as a human being, carry in us all the energy. So we are spiritual beings, whether we know it or not, we are. And we, as sensory beings, we carry emotion, don't we? So we have spiritual energy, we have emotional energy, what was the other?
Physical and mental.
Physical, yeah. They're all in us, and we don't actually think about them. So your physical, your mental, your spiritual, your emotional, as sensory beings, those energies are within us. But we don't, even though we're aware of them, we don't really make much, well, not everyone. It depends on what level you are in terms of your awareness, your consciousness, as to how you use those to help guide you along your path in life.
Yes, of course. I have kind of read quite a... I personally have just experiencing the meditation I'm doing. It's all about opening a different kind of chakras. And I personally realizing the benefit of that, how it's all interconnected. And I think until you do it yourself, it's really hard sometimes to explain it to people.
Yes. Well, there are times when your chakras are not in alignment, if something is out of balance, there isn't a natural flow. So that's where you may experience what you could call a stuck state. You're out of alignment, and when you're not in alignment, then you could become ill, stressed. All sorts of things could happen to your body when your chakras are out of alignment. So when you're in full alignment, you're happy, you're balanced, and everything just flows. There is no stress, there is no contentment, there is no disease.
Yes, of course. I think we live in a world which is such a stressful world, right? And we're always running from one place to the other.
Yeah.
I kind of reflect back on my own journey just a couple of years ago. And I probably had a breakdown because I was stressed myself. And maybe if I was more aware of these things, I could have managed to balance it. But then when you are in that sort of frame of mind, when everything is just, it's a waste, right? You're just one thing after the other.
I'll let you speak.
No, that's okay. I think so. Just something had to happen to sort of stop me from that race, you see. And like when you talk about the energies, maybe, yes, that's what it was, not alignment of these energies.
That's right. Because your body will tell you in a roundabout way, if you're running, going from this meeting to this meeting, day by day, week by week, not resting, not taking time to just sit and just be, your body will, I won't say it will shut down, because if your body shuts down, then it's last call, but your body will start to tell you, you may start to feel ill, you may develop symptoms of some sort of illness, and from that will actually make you stop and slow down, and that's your body's way of telling you that it's not happy with what you're doing to it, you do need to stop. You do need to rest and take time. And we are living in a world that is very, very fast-paced. Everything is done very, very quickly. And we're not taking time to sit in silence and just listen to our inner voice and our knowing of, you know, what we need to do. Because I meet a lot of people who are doing what they think they should do, what they think they should do, but actually, how about if you just stopped and did what you want to do, not what you should do or what you must do? Because a lot of people can burn out. Just can't cope with what's on the to-do list. And the to-do list, you know, our to-do list just keeps growing, doesn't it?
Oh, God, tell me about it. Every day I make a list and then I'm thinking, okay, how much things have I ticked off from there? And it's probably like few. And then next day I have another list. So, yes, definitely. It's taking time out for yourself, creating that space for yourself. And that's something I am trying to do this on a regular basis now. I meditate in the morning. I go on my walks despite everything. Today, being a sunny weather, I just took my daughter out and I like to just go for a walk for half an hour and then we're going to start the day with whatever we need to do. So, yeah, it definitely helps everybody taking that time and space. But it's kind of really difficult in some ways if you think about it. And if people are in that stressful jobs and they have to earn their bread and butter and they have to do it. So it's kind of getting this message across to people like who don't take time out for themselves, basically.
Well, the thing is, what we have to remember, and I've had to learn this lesson, is that you are the most important thing and your life is the most important gift that you could have. So if you're not well, you can't function. So I'm speaking from experience, and I know I'm one for, yes, I'm on this workshop, I'm going to work, straight from work, I run to a workshop, and I will have weeks where every other weekend I'm on a course. What happened? Last year, I was so ill, I went to bed and I could not breathe. I literally thought, I felt like my life was being taken away from me. I felt on the verge of death, really. It was just a runny nose, then it turned to a cough, then it turned to an infection, and then bronchitis. And the doctor was saying, if you don't get better, it could turn to pneumonia. So I had 8 days of being in bed, which I don't stay in bed, Mina. I just get up and I just go. So my advice to people who are running on empty is, don't let yourself get to a point where you can't function or you're in bed for days, because if you haven't got time for yourself, then prepare to make time to be sick. And I want to be well, so I now heed my own advice and learn from my past mistakes, and I make sure I get enough rest, because I'm somebody, I don't need a lot of sleep, so while I sleep for 4.5-5 hours, I'm better. I'm getting 6.5. I'm working up to 8. So it's all about realizing that you are the most important thing. Only you know what you need and when you need it. And it's okay to say no. You know, I'd love to help you with that, but I can't do it.
Yeah, it's so easy to kind of say it, but it's just my just typical example for today. I know I had to be on this show for 7 o'clock, and my sister-in-law needs to say, oh, my house alarm's going on, can you go and shut it off? And I'm thinking to myself, by the time I reach to her house, 30 past, there'll be traffic on the way. But then it's really hard for me to say no.
Of course.
Of course I did it, and I had to rush back, and I'm here on time, and everything worked out okay. But I'm just giving an example. It's sometimes really hard for people to say no, not because they don't want to. It's just, we are not in that habit, and we are not in that scenario sometimes to say no.
Of course, I totally understand. And in that scenario, of course, you could do it, and you wanted to do it, so you did it. But there are times when we don't really want to do it, but we think, oh, God, you know, I want to help. Do I want to help? Well, you always feel you have to say yes to things. So you say yes, but you mean no. And again, it depends on the situation, because every situation that you're asked to go and do something, you can decide, actually, this is serious. So, yes, I can help with this. Or, actually, this isn't that serious. Does that need my hour? I need that hour to, I don't know, get more sleep. I need that hour to be with my kids. I need that hour to complete a project, to, you know, make sure something runs to deadline, to schedule. So, you know, I think you have to balance up, how much does this person need me? How much do I need my time?
Yes, of course. Just going back to the Reiki you do, right? I know you've trained in Usui Reiki Master Level, and you was all toward Angelic Reiki.
That's right.
I am really interested in the angelic side of things. Can you be able to elaborate a bit more?
Yes, sure. Well, Usui Reiki, when you attune to the Usui Reiki, the attunements are, you could call, given to you or bestowed on you through the consciousness of your master. So if I am your master, attuning you to the Usui form of Reiki, however vast my consciousness or my awareness is of Reiki and the energies, is what you'll be attuned to. So it's based around the consciousness of your master. Angelic Reiki is on a pure love vibration, and when the attunements are given to you, then you're attuned by the angels and ascended masters. So your master's place during the attunement is to facilitate and hold the space. So as the master, you're actually just holding the space, and the recipient of the attunement get whatever their soul desires, needs at that time in their life, whilst receiving the attunement. So it's done on a pure love vibration, which is different to Yusui Reiki. And having experienced the two, the energies are profoundly different. I would say that my consciousness, my awareness is heightened with angelic Reiki. And I know several people who have gone through the initiations and attunements with Yusui Reiki, and they all say the same thing. It is hugely different in terms of the energies that come through from the angels, ascended masters, and galactic beings of light. And also with the Yusui Reiki, you have to remember the symbols, and based on whatever you're treating for your clients, you have to remember the symbol to draw on your recipient. But with angelic Reiki, the symbols are attuned to your master. So the symbols are in the master, they're placed there during the attunement. So when you're giving a healing for your clients, you don't have to remember what symbols am I drawing, because some people have said that they're dyslexic, they can't remember how to draw the symbols. So with angelic Reiki, you don't have to remember the symbols. You are there to hold the space, and the client gets the highest healing for their highest good at that moment in time. So angelic Reiki, I would say, wouldn't say it's easier, I would say you're holding the space, and it's done on a pure love vibration. The client gets exactly what they need without the master having to try to remember what symbols to draw, etc.
It's quite interesting, actually. I know I have had a couple of sessions with yourself, and I can really sort of relate to that, because I kind of felt quite positive after I've had those sessions with yourself, and I would recommend that to anybody who's looking to do it. So guys, if you want to connect with Arlene, her website is www.atlanteantherapies.com. Do you want to spell that out for me, Arlene?
Yes, it's www.atlanteantherapies.com. I'm very flexible. I don't believe that anyone should be turned away from having treatment because they can't afford it, because I was that person once who needed help and guidance. And, you know, people have helped me, and likewise, I want to help as many people as I possibly can. So it's not just about money. My business is based around helping people find that light, find that peace and the serenity that they may be searching for, because life isn't always smooth. And I'm here to help you get to the parts of your life that, you know, you want to get to, but you might be struggling with.
Yes, you make people realize they're connecting spirituality to find their peace. Hi, can you hear me, Carly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. I was just saying, how can people use spirituality to find their true purpose?
Okay. I think when you are in touch with your soul, yourself, what you desire, we all know what it is we want to do, but I think a lot of the time people aren't, when I say they aren't conscious, they're not following what they're feeling. So I invite people to sit in silence, turn off the music, and just go in the silence and find out about yourself. Ask your higher self, what do I need now? And the answers that we all seek, they're all in us. A lot of the times we're looking for information in a book, at a workshop, from a friend, from our husband or girlfriend or whomever. Whatever we're searching for, it is in us, but we just, I don't know, sometimes we don't know how to find the information until we sit with our higher selves and we ask for guidance from our higher self. We won't find what we're looking for. So part of what I do is getting that person to connect with their higher self through meditation. And I don't give the answers. I may look at someone and I can see where it is they want to go. I just have this knowing that angelic Reiki, also from going on such a journey with angelic Reiki, when I meet people, I know things about them without them even have to tell me. I sit with them and I pick up the information. So I invite them to sit and ask their higher self what it is they're searching for. And the information is all there. It is within them.
Yes, of course. I mean, what are the three things? I know we've discussed it, but I just want to share it with the others. What are the three things you suggest people do on a daily basis to kind of connect with themselves?
What are the three things I suggest they do on a daily basis? I would say to connect with yourself on a daily basis, the first thing I would recommend is, instead of jumping out of bed in a rush to jump to the shower and get on with work, sit in silence for 5-10 minutes and just be. Turn off your mobile phone, or you could say get off autopilot, turn off your mobile phone, turn off the radio, turn off the TV, sit for 5-10 minutes and just think about your intentions for the day. What do I want to get out of my day today? What is it do I have to do today? How do my day? Because when you set your intentions for the day, you're guaranteed to have a good, productive day. That's number one. Number two, I'd say be honest, be true to yourself with what you're doing, what you have to do. And something we don't do, if you have a lot to do on a particular day and someone can help you, ask for help. Affirmations. I say affirmations every day to help me get through my day. I don't know how many people do them, but I do them. They help me. I recommend them to people, and people tell me they help them. So, yeah. So, meditation, affirmations, asking for help if you need help, and being true to yourself. Actually, I've given you, that's four.
That's okay. The more the merrier. So, hey guys, we are on a live show. If you want to drop us a message or you want to ring the scene, the number to dial is 646-716-7979. And we have lovely Carleen on the line, who is an MBIT coach, an NLP practitioner, and an angelic Reiki master and a marketing professional. So, can you talk a bit about MBIT coaching now, if you can, Carleen?
MBIT coaching. A lot of people go MBIT. What is MBIT? Well, MBIT stands for Multiple Brain Integration Techniques. And that is where we have three intelligences. So, as well as our cognitive brain, our head brain, we have another brain in our heart and our gut. So there are times in our lives where we say, I have this gut feeling that, you know, this information that I'm given is right. So your heart, how many times do we say heartfelt? I felt a deep connection in my heart. My heart aches. Your gut and your heart speak to you. Now, ancient wisdom, this information is there already, but it's modern day technologies and the way we have lived our lives haven't really believed that your heart and your gut is an intelligence or intelligences. This has been scientifically proven with latest findings over the last couple of years. So it's a very, very powerful tool. I use MBIT along with angelic Reiki in a couple of sessions, and it provides clarity. Sometimes during the first session, I've coached a couple of people who have had clarity using the MBIT model, and it's one of my favorite modalities of coaching. Very, very powerful. MBIT allows you to make wiser decisions without feeling any conflict. It enhances for you to go forward and be your highest authentic self, you know. I love it.
Yes, of course. I think I would love to be part of that process, actually, because maybe I could have a session with yourself.
Okay, that would be great, Mina. I'd love to give you some coaching on MBIT. We can connect again after the show, and we can certainly have an MBIT session. And actually, I want to say that I love MBIT so much. I want to train as an MBIT trainer. I've made the decision to train. I'm not sure if I'm going to go along this year to meet Grant Salusu and Marvin Oka, who are, you call them, the founders of MBIT. But I am deeply passionate about MBIT because I think all teaching is great. We need to understand that there are certain things that we may go through in our lives which may require us to get us out of a stuck state, because sometimes your head brain will be telling you, yes, this is the way to go, and your gut brain might be telling you, I'm not sure this is the way to go. So how do you balance out those two to get your clients to make a wise decision? You know, because a lot of people don't do things because one brain is saying go left and the other brain is saying go right. So you end up stuck because you can't move forward because the two of them are quite strong. So what do you do? So a lot of people do nothing. And to add to that, I myself was in a stuck state. My head brain was telling me, stay in your job. And my heart brain and my gut brain was telling me, angelic Reiki and coaching is your passion. Move forward. Move forward. So I had to use my own tools and techniques to get myself to a point where I could make the right decision. And, you know, when you follow what's in your heart knows exactly what it is you need.
Yes. You know, I read a lot about all these different kind of coaches, the NLP, the MBIT, and different. I sometimes, as a coach, do you find you fail to implement them in your own life, or do you do so?
Well, this is the thing. I tend to do so much to help others that I sometimes forget about myself. So yes, that was a typical example of me having the tools and not using them on myself, because, you know, we talk about being busy, and yes, I am busy, but I wasn't using some of my own tools to help guide me to where I needed to be. So absolutely, we have tools. But sometimes we just, I wouldn't say we forget to use them, we just don't use them. I think being a coach, sometimes you need a coach yourself to get you to point C or D in your next project, because I would say everyone at some point in their life will need a coach to help them move forward. Because sometimes you don't make the decisions because you're unsure, so you stay unsure, and the decision doesn't get made, and you end up unhappy, miserable, sad sometimes.
Yes, of course, I know. I can fully understand with that, because feeling stuck, my biggest issue is procrastination, actually. I kind of think a lot about things, and putting into perspective, sometimes I think longer, so I personally feel like, yes, I could do it a coach myself, you know, to get me going and push me in the right direction.
Indeed.
Yes. So, well, I know you're running a workshop pretty soon about teaching the angelic Reiki. Do you want to talk about it a little bit more?
Yes. Well, angelic Reiki level 1 and 2 is the first level of angelic Reiki. And what that does is it gives you the tools to be your divine self. So you receive a couple of karmic cleansers. So a karma, okay, to explain karma, we all have karma. Some of it is hereditary and, you know, past lives. We have past lives. For those of you that believe in past lives, I do. I know some people don't believe in past lives, but to enable us to get from point A to point C, sometimes we need to leave some of our karma or clear some of our karma to move forward and do what it is we need to do in this life. And there are things or issues from our past life that might be holding us back in this life. So what angelic Reiki does, it clears some of your karma from past lives and helps you to move forward and be your highest authentic self. You come away from an angelic Reiki session, an angelic Reiki attunement, feeling pure love, happy, relaxed, calm, and you come away feeling connected, and you come away feeling, you know, feeling uplifted. It's something to be experienced.
It's like reconnecting with your true powers, right?
Exactly, because I could even say it's like reconnecting to your soul, your higher self, because we're not awake. We're just going on a treadmill day by day, doing the same old things. Are we happy? Are we doing what we're meant to be doing? Are we living our purpose? I know a lot of people have dreams and aspirations, but are they taking the steps to get there? For me, angelic Reiki helped me to find my purpose. I had a knowing from the first level of angelic Reiki of what it is I needed to do. And it started with angelic Reiki. So although I've done spiritual healing for possibly 3 years, I did spiritual healing. And then Yusiri Reiki is great, but it didn't, for me, it didn't wake me up. I feel angelic Reiki, you call it an awakening. I was woken up and I have this vast awareness of my surroundings, the people around me. I connect with everything on a much deeper level, and therefore I'm able to understand and know a lot more. Now, people joke and say, well, if you know that much, give me the lottery numbers. This is what someone said to me 2 weeks ago. I laughed. I thought, well, if I knew them, play them myself. I get given information. I get given information in dreams. So you could call it a prophecy. And, you know, all these things have been heightened with my angelic Reiki attunement. So as you go through step one and two, then the next level of angelic Reiki is 3 and 4. Then you have the professional practitioner, which enables you to practice professionally and start up a business if you so wish. And the next level after that is master teacher, which then enables you to teach others. So angelic Reiki opens a lot of doors. It has opened a lot of doors for me. As a natural healer, I want to help as many people as possible. But with the angelic Reiki attunement in me, I'm able to do a lot more. So obviously, Mina, we have met, and with the angelic Reiki, I've sent you healing distantly. How amazing is that, to send distant Reiki to anywhere in the world?
It's quite amazing, actually. Very amazing.
Yeah. And to be able to pick up on what your client is feeling.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's powerful stuff.
So it leads me to the next question now, that I know you do distant healing, but does it work for somebody who does not believe in this? I know it might work for somebody who believes in it, but does it work for somebody who does not believe in this?
My understanding of that is yes, because it all starts with your intention. So if you send a distant to someone, or you give healing to somebody who doesn't believe, the client or the recipient will receive that healing, and they may not believe in it, but they have had a healing, and they will go away and they will feel different. Now, I have given spiritual healing to someone who said, I don't know, I didn't feel anything. I said, well, I definitely connected with you, and I gave you the healing. I'm not sure why you didn't feel anything, but, you know, she came back to me a week and a half later and said, oh, you know, I think I was going through a lot that day. And, you know, when I went home over the next few days, I felt a bit different. So sometimes people are going through so much that they may not think that they received anything, but later down the line, it transpires that they will feel different and they'll understand and be able to, you know, articulate to you what they felt during that session, although they may have thought that they didn't feel anything at the time.
Yes, of course. I think it's something you cannot sort of justify in just one session. I think you probably have to take a few sessions for you to really connect with yourself and connect with the healer, right? I personally have that sort of thought, but I would love to share your thoughts.
Sorry, Mina, please repeat that question.
I just say this is something you can feel in like one session, or do you probably need more than one session
It depends on what the client is with, because every client that comes for healing comes for a different reason. Sometimes people are just sad and they're going through difficulties. I gave a healing to a lady I work with. She was grieving for the loss of her friend. He's a very close friend of hers, sadly passed with cancer in January. And she couldn't stop herself crying. And I identified with that because my nan passed in September. And typically, I didn't give myself any healing. I was too busy running here and there. And only when I gave myself healing did I start to cope with the grief. So I offered to give her healing complimentary. I gave her the healing and she came back and said to me, she's only 22, she said, I've never experienced anything like this in my life, but it really, really helped me. And it helped her so much that she went away and told her friends. And I only gave her one session. We were at work and I took her to the meeting room because she just kept crying. And I said, look, I want to help you. I'm not going to force this on you. This worked for me last year whilst I was grieving. Let me help you if you want. And she said, oh, yes, please, because I need to function at work and I can't stop crying. So took her in the meeting room, gave her just one session, and she said it really made a world of difference to her. So in just one session, it can help you overcome something traumatic. You know, it depends on the person, because every soul is different. We're all unique, so every soul is different. I can't say until I meet someone and we discuss a treatment plan, what it is they're going to need, but it just depends. So one session could work for a thing. It may take 3, 4, 5, maybe 6. So, you know, energetic Reiki is not just for, I should say also, energetic Reiki is not just for relaxation. If it's for grief, it can use it for pain. It also can be used for cancer. We're not allowed to say it can cure cancer, although it can and it has. Some people's karma is that their cancer may have to pass. So it does help with cancer, but you cannot promise to cure anyone because we're not there. You just cannot promise to cure anyone because you don't know what that person has to go through on their path. So each person is different.
You sound like you have created a business around your purpose in life, and that is such an amazing thing, isn't it? Like finding your true purpose in life. How important is it for anybody in this world?
My advice to anyone, everyone who's listening, is that your life is the most important thing that you could have. And if you're not doing what you love, then you're wasting your time. So life is important. Time is important. There are 24 hours in the day. And I like to say to people, how are you using those 24 hours? Are you doing what you love? Now, you may not be doing everything that you love in those 24 hours, because I know there are many of us doing a job because it pays the bills. And you might be in a situation where you have to do it because that's what you know. But I think if you're taking steps towards doing something that you're passionate about, your life can only be enhanced and enriched if you're doing what you love. Working and living your purpose is just amazing.
Yes, of course. Yes, I firmly believe in that. I am in a journey myself. I am actually training to be an influential communicator because I love connecting with people, talk to people, and launching my program very soon. And I have a lovely girl in on the line, so if you want to call us in, the number to dial is 646-716-7979. If you want to drop my message on my personal Facebook page, it's Meena Balani. We would love to hear from you, Carleen. Anything else you want to add to this, Carleen? I mean, anything? I know I've asked you quite a few questions, but do you have something more?
Anything else I want to add? The only thing I want to add is, you say, Meena, sorry, I missed a little bit of what you were saying about what you're training to be. I got communications. Because I want to tie that in with what I want to say.
Yeah, I know. I like you say, and you've been to this MBIT course. I've been to a couple of courses myself, and there's something about communication. Something I really believe in. And it's all about how being an influential communicator and how to influence people with the language you use. And I know we met during one of the courses together, and it really kind of resonated with me because felt like something I sort of want to do, because I having relationships and keeping them alive is such a big part of me, and sometimes we lose that by saying the wrong thing. Just one word can kill a relationship.
Exactly.
And kill a friendship.
Yeah.
And people don't talk for years because of those one little thing, right?
Yes.
And I have personally seen a lot of families, friends break up because of a simple thing like this, and I just feel this is where my calling is,
Indeed. Well, Meena, I know you're on an amazing journey, and it was great to meet you at the Lab Profiling course with Shelley Rose Shavir. And what I can say is, to add to what I've already said, we can all be a light to someone. We can all be a light to many. And I think language is the one of the most important tools we have as a human being. And it is up to us to choose how we interact and the language that we use to interact with others. So, you need to say what it is you want to say in a positive way to inspire, motivate, and engage others, and not use language to put people down, because a lot of people, sometimes they're not thinking. They say things in a negative way, and that could put someone's, I don't want to say put someone's light out, but let's say demotivate them. So, as communicators and influential people, when you choose the right language, you're going to have an amazing effect on others. And I want people to walk away from me feeling empowered, uplifted, and inspired. I never want to use, negative language to put other people down, because what good does it do when you put others down? What do you get out of disempowering others with negative language? So choosing the right language and using the right language is very, very important. And I think language needs to be taught correctly in schools also, because I think some of our children aren't doing as well as we want
them
to do.
Within yourself, before you even sort of think out to the others, is the language you talk to yourself, basically.
Exactly.
Talk to yourself in a positive way. The whole energy, the whole world is so positive, right?
Exactly.
When
you
are in that negative frame of mind, everything seems so negative. So
exactly.
Before influencing anybody else, it's a question of influencing yourself.
Yes, because there is a saying, I'm going to say it how I know it, whatever you think you are, you are. So, you know, I remember hearing people say, I've heard people say this, I can't do this. And I know myself, I've said, I can't do this. Your brain remembers what you tell it. So it starts with what you tell yourself, your self-talk. So I use positive affirmations every day to help me and to help others. I work in an office with 15 plus people, and sometimes people make a mistake and they go, oh, you stupid fool, why did you do that? And just yesterday I had a colleague make a mistake, and she was beating herself up for a good 5 to 10 minutes, and I said, don't worry about it. I said, you know, people make mistakes. You're human. The more negative things she was saying, I thought, but all you're doing is putting yourself down and setting yourself up for more negativity, because whatever it is you're talking about, you're bringing more of it to you. So again, you have to learn to talk about what you love, not what you don't love, because the more you talk about something, the more energy you give to it, the bigger it gets. So by saying, I'm stupid, I'm an idiot, I'm this, I'm that, that's not going to help you.
No, definitely not. And I think people who go through a phase of depression, I mean, I personally remember being in that phase after my operation for nearly 6 months, and I felt like the whole world was falling apart. And because I was quite a positive person myself, it really, I kind of knew within me that that's not me, and it's never been me. And
operation
four.
Cut you off.
Sorry?
What was your operation for?
It was for my pituitary tumor. You know, I had an operation about 2 years ago regarding the brain tumor I had, and obviously I went through a difficult phase a few months because the medications were affecting me. Because I kind of knew within myself that this was not the person I am, because I'm normally very vibrant and positive. And because of the language I was talking to myself, I just felt like this is not me. I kind of realized within me this was not me. And I seeked help. And because I managed to seek help within 3 months, I managed to snap out of it. But it's really
That's
hard
really good to hear.
Yeah. It's really hard for people who are in that frame of mind, the negative frame of mind. And if they sort of talk to themselves negatively, this is where depression comes in, and people are really hard to get out of it. They think there's no way out.
Yeah, that is hard, and I'm pleased that you're better, Mina. Really pleased to hear that you got better and you recovered from that. And I think it helps to have positive people around you to help you come out of a negative perspective, because my mother used to say to me, birds of a feather flock together. And if you want to have a positive influence on others, you have to say positive things, be positive yourself, and surround yourself in positivity with positive people around you. And I think if you're around negative people, then all they're going to do is put you down, keep you down, and you're going to be in a pool of negativity, and that's not uplifting, is it? That's just draining. So you surround yourself with positivity.
Yes.
And positivity and love.
I'm coming to nearly an hour to our show. It has been lovely having you on the show with Ms. Colleen. And once again, please do give out your website details for people if they want to connect with you.
Thank you, Mina. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show. I've loved every second. I hope you enjoyed it too. If you wish to connect with me, my website is www.atlanteantherapies.com. I'd love to hear from you, even if you just have a question about Angelic Reiki or MBIT or about me. I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch.
Yes, of course. It was lovely having you on the show as well, Carleen. You've been such an inspiration, and I know we've met a couple of times, but yeah, I always good to see you when I see you. Guys, you had Nina on the line. The show is coming to an end soon. My next show will be on the 6th of June. So do come and join me again then. And in the meantime, if you want to connect with me, do so on my personal Facebook page. It's Nina Balani. I would love to have you on the show and help you any way if I can. So, guys, have a nice weekend. Have a nice evening, Pauline. And have a nice, enjoy the sun while it's out. And, see you when I see you, and take care, everyone. It's lovely having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Mina. You take care. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7.
Radio.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high...
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Calling the 2017 Mercedes-Benz E-Class just any sedan is like describing a theoretical physicist as just good at math. The E-Class is one of the smartest cars on the road, and it's available now at an exceptional price. Why drive any sedan when you could be driving the 2017 Mercedes-Benz E-Class? Visit mbusa.com/E-Class to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Vehicle cannot drive itself but has semi-automated driving features. Always observe safe driving practices. Please refer to the operating manual for details on driving assist systems. Some equipment described as optional.